Today is Tuesday, March 5th. It's been decided. We'll tell you about the highly anticipated ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court over whether states can remove former President Trump from their ballots. Also, 16 states go to the polls today, and the presidential race isn't the only one voters will have a hand in. We have a preview of Super Tuesday. Plus, why one Florida beach town is breaking up with spring breakers. What happens now that a major airline merger has been called off? And how a new chatbot promises to be better than ChatGPT. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on a key question hovering over the 2024 presidential race. Should Americans be able to vote for former President Trump in all 50 states? Well, this week, the court unanimously said yes. And that's big. Not since the landmark Bush v. Gore case has the court played such a central role in a presidential race. This time, it was specifically weighing in on the Colorado Supreme Court decision that removed Trump from ballots in that state, saying he's not eligible under provision of the Constitution that prevents those who engaged in an insurrection from holding office. If you need a refresher on what this case was all about, head back to our special edition episode from February 3rd. But in the end, the high court's justices said it's not up to Colorado, that only Congress can enforce that provision against federal candidates. And the high court's ruling won't just impact Colorado, it will also end efforts in Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to kick Trump off the ballots. Now keep in mind, this is just one of several cases involving former President Trump that could impact his chances of becoming president again. For example, next month, justices will hear a case about whether he can be criminally prosecuted on election interference charges. So, to be continued. Today is the biggest day of this year's presidential primary season. 16 states vote during Super Tuesday, meaning it's the day with the most delegates at stake. Of course, President Biden and former President Trump are far and away frontrunners already. In fact, Trump won again yesterday in North Dakota. But strong performances today could move both Trump and Biden much closer to becoming their party's official nominees. Keep in mind, even though most of the attention will be on the presidential contest, there are actually other important elections happening today, too. One of the biggest is the California primary for the U.S. Senate seat left open when Senator Dianne Feinstein died. Two Democratic members of Congress and a Republican ex-baseball player are running for her spot. California has several competitive U.S. House seats up for grabs as well. Texas is also making headlines since today's voting could be influenced by the state's Attorney General Ken Paxton, who survived an impeachment led by his own party last year. Paxton, with the help of former President Trump, has been targeting the dozens of Republican state lawmakers and Republican judges who voted against him. So today is seen as a test of how much their support impacts Texas Republican voters. Also, North Carolina is gearing up for what could be a heated governor's race. And because of redistricting, two Republican congressmen from Alabama are facing off against each other today. Of course, those are just a few of the many decisions voters will have a hand in today. We'll bring you some of the results right here tomorrow morning. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, accused of leaking U.S. government secrets, will be spending more than a decade in prison. Jack DeShera pleaded guilty yesterday as part of a plea deal, and he agreed to brief officials on exactly what he leaked. In return, the Justice Department agreed not to charge him with any more violations of the Espionage Act. Combined with the other charges he already faces, it could have meant a sentence of up to 60 years in prison if convicted. Now the sentencing range is 11 to 16 years instead. During yesterday's hearing, prosecutors explained the crimes, saying DeShera made sure no one was around when he printed out classified documents and posted them to the social media platform Discord. But they say it seems he really just wanted to impress people he met online and didn't find evidence of espionage. In the end, DeShera said he did not disagree with any of the facts shared, and now the judge still has to decide whether to sign off on the deal. But she is expected to do so, since top American intelligence and law enforcement officials already approved it. Well, Haiti has declared an emergency in the wake of a national crisis. Over the weekend, gangs led a mass prison break, allowing thousands of dangerous inmates to escape. Officials say they're seriously concerned about the safety of judges, prosecutors, victims, attorneys, and others. And yesterday, gangs tried to seize control of the country's main international airport, exchanging gunfire with police and soldiers. It was the biggest attack in Haiti's history involving the airport. But as of this morning, it's not clear whether the gangs actually did take control. They already were estimated to control up to 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince, But things got even more violent in recent days as Haiti's prime minister went to Kenya trying to get support for a UN-backed security force to help stabilize Haiti. One gang leader says his goal is now to capture Haiti's police chief and government ministers and keep the prime minister from returning home. The U.S. embassy has already stopped all official travel to the country, and it has urged all American citizens to leave as soon as possible. Tens of thousands of service members are taking part in the largest set of military exercises NATO has carried out since the Cold War. The troops come from 13 countries, including the U.S. and NATO's newest members, Sweden and Finland. For the next couple of months, the drills are meant to rehearse NATO's execution of the first defense plan the alliance has drawn up in decades. It details how NATO would respond to a Russian attack throughout Europe, all the way up to NATO's border with Russia. In fact, this week, one of the key drills started in NATO's newly expanded Nordic territory. It's happening from the land, air, and sea in the northern regions of Finland, Norway, and Sweden. Commanders say with the current security situation in Europe, the exercises are, quote, extremely relevant and more important than ever before. More news is still coming up, like a spring break crackdown in several Florida cities. What's next now that a major airline merger did not work out? And the well-known NFL star and brother who's calling it quits. But first, thanks to our sponsor. Maybe you've already heard of Skims, but do you know about their Fits Everybody collection? It might just be their best-kept secret. I've tried several pieces from this collection now, and I have to tell you, I'm a convert. The feeling is like no other pieces I've worn before. It is so stretchy, so soft, it kind of just melts onto your body and you forget that you're wearing it. I love it, and I think everyone needs to experience this level of comfort from their clothes. It's even noticeable the second you take the Fits Everybody products right out of the bag. The material is truly what stood out to me the most when I received it. And this is true across the collection, from all different types of intimates to my bodysuit that I love to wear with jeans and more. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that I sent you. Just select podcast in the survey and be sure to select my show, The Newsworthy, in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, now back to the news. Florida is preparing for spring break. Cities have announced new restrictions and extra police presence. Miami Beach even launched a spring break breakup campaign in which it outlined some stricter rules for tourists. It will no longer have sidewalk seating for cafes along Ocean Drive, beach access will be limited, and there will be bag checks, DUI checkpoints, and expensive parking fees. The new restrictions will be in effect every Thursday through Sunday this month. They come on the heels of last year's chaotic spring break that brought two deadly shootings and nearly 500 arrests. Fort Lauderdale is another Florida city that's bringing on extra law enforcement to look for things like fake IDs and public disturbances. It's also offering free roofie tests to make sure drinks are drug-free and rideshare zones to limit the number of cars and cut down on drunken driving. Plus, it's banning alcohol, coolers, live music, electric scooters, and tents on beaches. And there will be more lifeguards and jet ski patrols. Other Florida cities that have announced spring break crackdowns include Daytona Beach, Key West, and Panama City. A major multi-billion-dollar airline merger has officially been scrapped. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines announced they're ending their deal weeks after losing a federal antitrust lawsuit. Remember, a judge sided with the Justice Department, determining the merger would reduce competition and give airlines more leeway to raise prices. JetBlue and Spirit appealed that ruling, but appear to have decided that they would be better off just walking away. Now, under terms of the deal, JetBlue has to pay Spirit a breakup fee of $69 million and Spirit's shareholders $400 million. Still, the merger collapsing could be difficult for Spirit to bounce back from. Spirit is heavily indebted and has not turned a profit since before the COVID-19 pandemic. So investors saw the JetBlue merger as a lifeline. Now, it's not clear if another company might want to acquire Spirit, or if it will try to continue as a standalone company. Artificial intelligence startup Anthropic is rolling out new chatbot models that are said to outperform competitors. They're called Claude 3, Opus, Sonnet, and Haiku, with Opus being the most powerful and Haiku being the lightest and quickest. The company says all three are twice as likely as previous versions to offer correct answers to questions and less likely to make things up. They will also soon start citing reference materials to back up the responses they generate. Anthropic was created by former employees of OpenAI, who have always emphasized developing AI safely and responsibly. But in the past, that has limited its performance. Like, older versions of Claude refused to respond to even harmless questions because the software viewed them as problematic. The company says the new models are less likely to do this. The Claude 3 models will also be able to analyze images as well as text. So, for example, it can do things like identify the breed of a dog in a photo. Of course, that's something Google's Gemini and OpenAI's ChatGPT already offer. And unlike those competitors, Claude still will not be able to generate its own images. The new middle-tier model, Claude 3 Sonnet, is now powering the publicly available version of Claude Online. People who pay for a Claude Pro subscription can use the most powerful version as well. NFL star Jason Kelce decided he's moving on from his Hall of Fame-worthy career. Kelce spent his entire 13-season NFL career with the Eagles, and that includes 2018 when he helped lead the team to a Super Bowl win. He is a 7-time Pro Bowler, and as many reports pointed out, he's likely a future Hall of Famer. Kelce held an emotional news conference yesterday to announce his retirement. During his announcement, he paid tribute to his former coaches and teammates, the fans in Philadelphia, and his family, notably his famous football player brother, Travis Kelce. As he put it, quote, "It's only too poetic. I found my career being fulfilled in the city of brotherly love. I knew that relationship all too well." Jason Kelce says he hasn't decided what retirement may hold for him, but we can pretty much guarantee you'll keep seeing him rooting for his brother at Kansas City Chiefs games, where he's become a viral sensation. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick word from our sponsor, Lumi. Lumi is the world's best whole-body deodorant. It is now my personal favorite deodorant, but if you want more proof, Lumi has it. It's clinically proven to control odor-causing bacteria everywhere for 72 hours. I love that it's aluminum-free and paraben-free, goes on easy and clear, and most importantly, has worked to keep me smelling fresh and clean. You can choose from a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. I even love their body wash as well as their on-the-go deodorant wipes that are great for anywhere on your body, from pits to feet and beyond. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers, too. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like that mini body wash and deodorant wipes I mentioned, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code NEWSWORTHY at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use that code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which blood type is a universal donor? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. As for last week's trivia question, how many folds are in a chef's hat? The answer is 100. It all started long ago when the 100 folds represented 100 different ways to cook an egg. Traditionally, a good chef who wore one knew at least 100 egg recipes, so the hat was evidence the chef was experienced. The height mattered too. Typically, the taller the hat, the more a chef knew. For example, a great celebrity French chef in the 1800s wore a hat 18 inches tall, so tall it actually needed cardboard support. In modern-day kitchens, most experienced chef hats range from 9 to 12 inches tall. But otherwise, they haven't changed too much and are still meant to represent the professionalism and seriousness of the team in the kitchen. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.